It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for labor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I have some things I want to show you today, and something very special over at Negri's Music Shop today. Yeah. First of all, I want to show you this book. It's called The Guinness Book of World Records. And it tells about the biggest things and the littlest things and the longest things and different things in the world. Do you know what the largest animal that lives on the land in the world is? It's an elephant. That's the largest animal that lives on the land. Do you know what the largest ocean in the world is? It's the Pacific Ocean. And it has about 139 million square miles. Here's the largest lock in the world, the largest padlock. See those people holding it? It weighs 100 pounds. And here's the smallest musical instrument and the largest musical instrument in the world. There's the smallest violin and the largest guitar. Well, you don't have to be the smallest or the largest or the fastest or the slowest. No. So long as you're the best of who you are. I wrote a song about that. I'd like to sing it for you. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a shrub in the valley, but be the best little shrub by the side of a rill. If you can't be a woods, be a tree. If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. Be the best of whatever you are. And the best of whatever you are is you. Now, the reason for all of these largest and smallest and things is that over at Negri's Music Shop is the world's largest guitar, and I wanted you to see it. There's a picture of Joe Negri with the world's largest guitar. Will you come with me to Negri's Music Shop so we can see that great big instrument? Come along.
Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Fred?
Joe, where is the biggest guitar in the world? Is it here?
It's not out here because it wouldn't fit. I had to put it in the back room.
I'd like to see it. I'll show it.
It's really something. Get ready.
Oh, it's huge.
Look at that. Isn't
that
amazing?
It's taller than we are.
Look at that.
A big one And the regular size one, huh?
Right.
How do you play it?
Well,
I don't know. I'm still trying to adjust it. Some of the strings had broken, but I'll fix them up.
It does play, though.
It surely does. Sounds more like a bass violin.
Yes, it really does sound like a bass violin.
Could I try it?
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to let you hear the difference between a small one and a big one. Isn't that something?
Really nice. See how tall it is?
It's really something. I think the company just did it. It's kind of a novelty, you know.
Well, I wondered what it was for.
But it is made well. There's a friend of mine that's coming by. I did some work on his guitars, and he hasn't seen this yet. And when he sees it, he's really going to be impressed, I think.
Is he a guitarist?
He's a very fine guitarist.
Are these his?
Oh, here he is now. Oh, thanks, Debbie.
Hi.
Kenny, how you doing? Good to see you again.
How are you?
I'm Fred Rogers. Fred Rogers.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm glad to meet you, Kenny.
Thank you.
Well, Kenny?
I've heard loads about you. I didn't know you were the friend who was coming.
My goodness.
Look at this.
Did you ever see anything like this?
Nothing that big. My goodness.
Why don't you get back there and see it?
Wow. Where do you hold it?
It
how
really
do you hold
does
it?
Play.
It really does play.
I'd like to hear you play your own.
Yeah.
Okay.
He really is a fine player. There's your classical, Kenny. I didn't have too much to do on that. Just sort of adjusted the keys on it for you, mm-hmm. tuning keys.
Do you put new strings in when mm-hmm. you do?
Yeah, the strings are changed, and sometimes you have to adjust the bridge, the action, you know, the height
okay.
of the string.
Yeah. Let's see.
What do you think of
that? Sounds okay.
It's a nice guitar. This is an unamplified guitar, just to be played
sounds
straight
beautiful.
Like this.
Sounds beautiful.
Huh? All right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now your electric or your acoustical
all
guitar.
All right. Yeah. Oh, got all my chords unraveled here.
I had it too. Mm-hmm. Had it plugged in.
Joe, you want to play some?
Yeah, I'd love to. I have it sitting back here.
Can I listen?
Could you stay?
Sure. Thank you.
Beautiful. Very nice, Kenny. Yeah. Very beautiful. Nice.
You have a young daughter, don't you, Kenny?
Oh, yes.
I bet she loves to hear her dad play.
Yes, yeah, she does. Sometimes she likes to play along with me.
Does she strum the strings?
Yeah, you know? Sometimes when I'm practicing, she'll come along. Her name is Maya, and she likes to strum along with me.
Play some Maya chords.
Here's a song she likes.
Thank you.
That's a good song.
Well,
yes, it is.
You make it sound good, too.
Thank you.
I have to get off. I know you all have things to do, but it's a great pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
See you later, there. Fred. Thanks for coming
by.
Have
a good day.
Don't forget the big guitar.
Oh, boy.
Biggest in the world.
I like the way you all play.
Thank you.
Wow, how'd you like that guitar?
The biggest one in the world?
It's big.
Well, that's fine, the big guitar is, but, you know, those two men playing together is what's
beautiful?
Really something
yes.
special. Thanks, Debbie. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The important thing about any guitar is the person who plays it. That's what's important. Let's have some make-believe. Let's pretend that Handyman Negri is playing the largest guitar in the world for King Friday the 13th. I think the king would like that. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, Trolley.
Largest guitar in the world, Trolley. Yes. Oh, propel your craft.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, it's only appropriate that a king should hear the largest one in the world.
Exactly, Your Majesty. That's just what I thought.
Did it used to belong to a giant of another land?
No, sire. The people at the guitar factory made this just for fun.
Oh, well, Do they know that I have the smallest bass fiddle in the kingdom?
Well, I imagine that everybody knows that, Your Majesty.
Yes, well, I would hope so.
Yes, sir.
I think I'll fetch it right now.
Oh, very good, sir. Then we can play a duet.
Yes, that would be lovely.
Okay.
I have good news for you. Oh, Fairchild.
What kind of news?
Lovely news that I just heard from our foreign correspondent. What is it, Fairchild? Someone is coming. You sound very, very happy. Someone special is coming.
Is it someone who sings?
Greatest singer in the world. You mean Reardon is on his way here? You guessed it, Toots. I should have known it first, everyone. I should have known it first. Well, I was the first, and I want to be in his opera again. We'll see about that, Fairchild. Oh, Miss Polificate, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
And why the telephone?
Reardon wants to talk with you.
You'll be the second to hear Friday. Oh, Fairchild, the phone. Yes. Reardon, I presume? I know. Lady Elaine told me. Her foreign correspondent. Of course you'll be welcome so long as you... Exactly. You know how I like opera. Very well, then. Farewell, Reardon. Farewell. Thank you, Miss Polificate.
You're welcome, sire. Is Reardon really coming back again? And may I please be in his opera if he's going to do one, which I'm sure he will.
This opera will be in Reardon's hands. If he wants you, he may ask you.
Maybe he'll need someone to play the world's largest guitar.
Maybe he will. Yes. When's he coming?
Well, he didn't say. Sometime today, I imagine. I'm going to go get ready for my part. When you need to know the latest news, just ask me. Toot toot. Oh, honestly. After all, he did call me on the telephone first.
Well, I'd better get back to work. Yeah. See y'all later.
Bye. Bye.
Negri, you'd better notify the rest of the neighborhood. We must prepare our hearts and our ears for opera.
Oh, very well, sire. May I leave my big guitar here for the moment?
Certainly. When you come back, bring it to the D room, and we'll have our duet.
Oh, very well, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Corny? Cornflake, especially?
Why, Handyman Negri. I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to see you, too. I have some news for you.
Oh, good news?
Very good news.
Well, what is it?
Well, Reardon is coming back today.
Oh, is he making another opera?
Well, King Friday asked him to. You have never sung in one, have you, Corny?
No, and I really don't want to. But I do like to help build the scenery.
Oh, you're sure good at that.
Yes. Well, I guess that's the secret.
What do you mean?
Well, you can get good at things that you like to do.
Very true.
Tell Reardon I'll be very happy to help him build for the opera.
Oh, I will, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, I'll get back to my rocking chair work now. See you.
See you, Corny.
Bye.
Bye. Getting ready for a new opera, Fairchild.
News travels fast.
Oh, you're here already. Welcome, Reardon.
Thanks, Handyman. Glad to be back.
Well, you can see that certain people are getting ready to make a new opera.
Well, so am I. And, in fact, I've been thinking about it, and I've decided that I would like to be a swan in this opera.
A swan? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm sure we can find ways to make swan costumes out of feathers and things, don't you think?
Oh, it sounds like fun. Oh, by the way, did you stop by and see the king?
Oh, I stopped there first thing.
Oh, he sure likes to know things first.
In fact, I've already sung a song for him.
You did? From the new opera?
No, no, it's from one by another composer. It's a very old opera. In fact, it's probably the very first opera ever.
Really? The
yes,
first?
About 400 years old.
Word.
It's called Orfeo, and I sing the role of Orfeo, and I sang a song that Orfeo sings in the opera for King Friday, and he sings it to the lady he loves, whose name is Euridice.
Euridice.
And she's so beautiful, and he loves her so much that every time he thinks of her, he just has to sing.
Well, would you sing it here for us now?
For everybody to hear?
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Ambrosi, vi ricordo Bosco Ambrosi, de miei lungaspri tormenti, quando i sassi ai miei lamenti rispondean fatti pietosi. Vi ricordo Bosco Ambrosi, vi ricordo Bosco Ambrosi. Sol per te, bella Euridice, sol per te, bella Euridice, benedico il mio tormento, dopo il duol vi è più contento, dopo il mal vi è più felice. Sol per te, bella Euridice, sol per te, bella Euridice.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Edgar.
King Friday wants you both to join him for hot chocolate in the HC room.
Oh, that's good.
Good, let's go.
Okay, before you go, I just want to tell you a little something, Reardon. We'll work on our opera tomorrow. I've got lots of ideas. Toot-toot.
All right, Lady Elaine.
Lots of ideas.
Always.
I'll meet you over there.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's good to have you back. I was talking to Corny earlier, and he wanted me to mention to you that he'd like to help with the scenery.
Oh, good, because we'll need help. You know, we have to build those swan costumes.
Yeah, right. I'll be right with you. I'm going to take care of the jar.
All right, bye, okay. Edmund.
Hi, Charlie.
So Reardon wants to be a swan in the next opera. I like it when Reardon comes to the neighborhood of make-believe and they start to make up another opera. I think there's a picture of a swan in this book. I'd like to show it to you. Yes, a couple of them. Look at that beautiful swan. Isn't that pretty? There's one on the other side. It's a mother swan and the baby swans. And those baby swans might not be the biggest or the smallest or the tallest or the fastest, but they're very special to that mother swan. If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
be the best of whatever you are.
I think I'll call Mr. McFeely, see if he might be able to find us some little swans for tomorrow. Hello, Mrs. McFeely? It's Fred Rogers. I'm just fine, thanks. Well, I would wonder if Mr. McFeely could find me some little swans. I'd like to show them to my television friend. Yeah. Well, if he'll try, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, for tomorrow. All right, then. Bye-bye. She said he'll try. He's the best of whoever he is. You are, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too, and we will talk about more things, about the opera, swans, all sorts of fine things. You make each day a special day for me. You know how, by just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.